This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
But see, what do we do? Now, this is something I've told a lot of people. I asked my Sunday school class years ago when I was still in the Baptist church teaching a Sunday school class, but I taught them these principles right from God's Word for several years. And one morning I thought, I'll just ask my class, what would you do if you were to wake up one morning and you smelled this awful stench in your bedroom and you turned and looked and there was this being standing in his black cloak and he's saying, I'm the devil and I've come to destroy you and kill you. I said, what would you do? Everybody in my class, I'd tell the devil to get out. I have power over him. I said, oh, you would you? Why, yes, we have power over him. Well, is that true? Sure it is. I said, great, great. But I said, it won't happen like that. I said, this is the way it's going to happen. I said, one morning you're going to wake up in the middle of the morning, maybe at 3 o'clock. And there's going to be an extremely sharp pain in your chest. That's the devil. He's waiting to see what you're going to say about this. Jesus said, I bore your sickness and removed your disease. I took your pain. So if a sharp pain comes up on your heart, guess who it is doing it? The devil. I said, now what are you going to do? And I said, it's excruciating. I mean, it's hurting. You can't even, you take just a little bitty breath. It's just a tremendous sharp pain. What are you going to do? You're going to panic. You're going to wake up your wife, your spouse. You're going to call 911. You're going to go rush in down to the hospital. Or you're going to rebuke the devil and command him to leave. Most people are going to call 911. But those that are really walking in faith, that really know the Word, then it's made that little trip from here to here. It's going to say, oh, devil, that's just you. In the name of Jesus, out. Now, I'm going to turn over and go back to sleep. And when I wake up in the morning, I am not going to have any heart problem because Jesus came to give me life and He came to give it to me abundantly. John 10:10. Now then, in John 10:10, if the thief, which is the devil, come to steal, kill, and to destroy. But then the second half of that verse says, but I, Jesus, come to give you life and give it to you abundantly. Does the Lord expect you and me to have sickness and disease after what He's done for us on that cross? No, He does not. He does not. Then why are so many Christians sick? Why was I sick all those years? Why did I have all those problems? Because I didn't know the truth. Somebody says, from the time you were a little boy, I can remember as a little boy laying in the bed at home with migraine headaches so bad I couldn't stand it. For years I had those things. Nobody in my home knew that you could lay hands on somebody and drive that devil out. We didn't know those things. Was we Christians? We went to church. And we went regularly. And my mother read the Bible. But unfortunately, my mother didn't believe what she read. She read it a lot. She tried to believe, but why was it so hard for her to believe? I mean, you know, I think of my mother. In fact, I had a woman one time that got cancer, and there was a couple in the Baptist church, and this woman died. And I said, you know, it's amazing that if this woman had only known, she wasn't that old. She was a grandmother, but she wasn't that old. I said, if she had only known the promises of God, she could still be alive today. And her granddaughter jumped up at me and said, Thurman, my grandmother, she knew the Bible from front to back. She could quote everything in it. And I'm going to tell you, that's not true. I said, ma'am, I'm going to tell you, it is true. I said, my mother was a great woman of God, too, and she read the Bible. But I said, nobody knows it from cover to cover. I don't care who you are. She may have read it from cover to cover, but she didn't believe what she read. And she didn't like that. She really didn't like that at all. And really offended her, I know. Well, the other day, I was amazed. This woman called me and repented and apologized to me and said, "Now, Thurman, I know the truth. You were right, and I was wrong." I thought, wow, this has been 10 years ago. 10 years ago, this woman jumped on my case. But she called me and repented just the other day. I thought, wow, isn't that amazing? She said, "We've changed churches. We don't go up here no more. We started going to another church, and they started teaching us kind of some things just like you've taught. And as I've read and studied and listened to that preacher preach, I thought, you know, Thurman was right all that time, and we were wrong." I thought, isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? So now she's finally seen it. So she called me and apologized. But let me tell you, when you tell somebody, especially if it's someone you love, your grandmother, and they were a godly person, your grandfather, godly man or woman, they went to church every time the doors opened, and they died at 50 or 55 or 60, and you said, well, they died because of sin or a lack of knowledge of the Word. Somebody said, that's not true. Yeah, it is. It is true. The Lord says in His Word that I will satisfy you with a short life. Is that what He said? Oh, I will satisfy you with long life. Well, what do you consider long life? Is 50 a long life? I didn't think so. You know, I don't think so at all. In fact, if you'd asked me when I was 18, what's a long life? Well, good grief, 50, that's ancient. I mean, right, Kathy? I mean, you know, when you're 18 or 19 or 20 years old, a man 67, why, he could be grandfather to me three times over. Good grief, ancient. He's not old. He's super old. You know? But when you get there, it's not so bad. You find out it's not what you thought it was. You know, I guarantee. But when the Lord says, I'll satisfy you with long life, now when I was 18, 67 was old. When you get to be 67, it's pretty young. So long life to me now is probably 120 at least. Now, when I get to 120, I'll see what I think about that. Amen. You know, 120 may be young when I get there, right? I was thinking about J.C. He was telling me a story there a while ago before we started. I can remember when I first met him and his lovely wife, Carolyn. They was coming to my church, and I was teaching them these things, and he was learning more about these things. And his mother-in-law came down with a heart attack, and they called and said, Mama's going to die. Everybody needs to get to the hospital as quickly as possible. And so J.C. said, I got to find Thurman. I got to call him. Got to have him pray for my mother-in-law. Well, there ain't no way. God fixed it where there's no way he could find me. No way. So finally he said, you know, Thurman says, we can do this ourselves. He said, we can go over and lay hands on Mama and kick that devil out of her. He said, in Mark chapter 16... In fact, over right there, I want all of you to look at this promise in Mark 16. Look, turn over here to Mark 16, 17 and 18. And I want to show you what the King said you and me can do if we believe. Mark 16, 17 and 18. When you turn to those promises, you will find that the Lord says you can do something that the average Christian has never, ever, ever one time had faith to do. I mean, I was way up there 45 years old, and been in church all my life, and I did not know what Mark 16, 17, and 18 says. But Mark 16, 17, 18, and by the way, this is the King talking. Jesus. He said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, this is under the new covenant. Is it not under the old covenant? Under the old covenant, you couldn't do this. But under the new covenant, as children of God, once you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you now become the righteousness of God in Christ. Christ is in you, and you can do what He said if you believe. Jesus said in Mark 16, 17, and 18, and these signs shall follow them that believe. That's supposed to be you and me. In my name, the name of Jesus, you shall cast out devils. Is that what He said? Amen. He said, then you shall speak with new tongues. And He said, you shall handle the serpent. Now, that's the devil. And if you drink any deadly poison, it won't hurt you at all. And you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Is that what He said? Now, see, you've got to believe that. Well, see, J.C. had been listening to these things. His wife, Carolyn, had been listening to these things. And now Carolyn's mother is on her deathbed, and Grandma is fixing to die. The doctor said it's over. He can't get a hold of the man of faith. God's made it a fact that he can't, because he's going to show him that it's not permanent as a healing, but it's Jesus that does the healing when you act in faith. So J.C. says, you know, we can't find him. We're going over there. Thurman said we could do these things. He said these things. These signs follow them that believe. He said, I'm a believer. He said, I'm going over there and I'm going to cast that devil out of mama. Now that's what every man wants to do, cast the devil out of his mother-in-law. I thought I'd throw that in for a little humor. So J.C. goes over and lays his hands on mama-in-law and casts that devil out of her in the name of Jesus. And the devil left. And the mama that was going to die, just 1 or 2 days later, was up and was shopping with them. And today, he told me when they walked in, mama is doing good. She's fixing dinner and she's going to have her 90th birthday. I think it's today, isn't it, J.C.? Today. Her 90th birthday. Still alive and well. But yet, a few years ago, mama was on her deathbed and was dying. And doctor says she ain't going to make it. A heart attack. And yet he goes over there, lays his hands on her, acts on that verse, kicks the devil out of her, and lays his hands and says, now mama's healed because it's written in the Word of God. And I believe 1 or 2 days later, she was up out shopping with Carolyn, wasn't she, J.C.? 2 days later, out shopping with Carolyn, her daughter. Now then, with promises like this under the new covenant, why in the world don't we use these promises? We don't know them. How in the world could you be like me and go to church, be a Sunday school teacher and everything else, and not know these promises? Because you don't read the Word of God. You're just as guilty as I was. But one day, I decided to read the owner's manual. And I started reading the owner's manual, the Word of God. And I started reading, and I come upon these kind of promises. Well, now then, you go and ask your doctor of theology. You know, when you come up on that, you think, wow, this is awesome. And so you go to your pastor, number one, and you say, Pastor, look at what I found in God's Word. Look at what this says. Jesus said that in Mark 16, 17, and 18, these signs shall follow those who believe. We can cast out devils. We can speak with new tongues. I mean, you know, in the Baptist church, we don't believe we can speak with new tongues, you know. We don't believe we can handle the serpent. And so I said, what about all this stuff? He said, well, Thurman, that was spoken. Jesus said that to his apostles, and that only worked for them. That's not to us. So guess what that did to my faith?
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.